Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, I'm in the middle of my work day, actually. But I really want to get this show out today because I haven't been able to do as much content for y'all as I normally do. And it's honestly been eating away at me a little bit. I really enjoy doing it, as I can tell some of you who really love the show love to listen to it, which I'm thankful for, by the way. One thing that I really wanted to talk about today was I was at my best friend's wedding last weekend. It was a great ceremony, really well done. But as I was sitting there, me being the cynical guy that I am, I couldn't help but have some thoughts. And obviously, I'm not going to tell my bro who's getting married my cynical thoughts. Number one, he doesn't want to hear it. And number two, he's trying to have a great day, considering that I literally saw the legal paperwork being done because I was one of the groomsmen. I saw the legal paperwork being signed in the back room. That was an experience because I'd never seen it actually done before, where they have two witnesses sign the paper, then they sign the paper, and then they initial here, and they dot the T's there, and they cross the I's. You know what I'm talking about. They dot the I's, cross the T's, put the date on there. They sign everything, they make it look official, all that type of shit. You know what's crazy to me? Nobody wants to talk about how the guy is risking everything on that relationship. You know, I'm sitting there at the table, and they're saying their vows, they're saying, like, the family members, the maid of honor, the groomsmen, like, it's all great. I am not talking about people personally, I'm talking about the institution. I'm talking about how a lot of dudes, they pour everything they have into this shit. They do everything they can to make this day unforgettable. And then unfortunately, a lot of times, that's exactly what it becomes, because then they may get the divorce. And 80% of the time, it's the woman who files a divorce. Before, they wouldn't even admit that that was the truth. Now they'll admit it, but then say that it's not their fault. You gotta love that part. But my friends, the reason I bring this up is not because you haven't heard it before, because odds are you have. The reason I bring it up is because a lot of people who are skeptical, or maybe a little skeptical like me, but they still want to get married. They still want to have a committed relationship. They are not ready to fully walk off the plantation. The political plantation has been set up by the robber barons of yesteryear, being continued by the tech pirates of today. Nobody wants to completely walk off that plantation. With very, very rare exception, people don't want to fully walk off the plantation. They'll try to negotiate. They'll go through all the stages of grief. They'll say, hey, you know what? Maybe if I negotiate here, or maybe if I strike a bargain there, or I accept certain things over here, or I deny this because I don't like how the guy said it, or I don't like what he said, so therefore I disagree with it. Despite the fact that has no regard on how valid the statement is, they'll ignore it because there are stages of grief when people are exposed to the truth, in the same way that I'm going through stages of grief because my grandfather just died. Except I've been through this once or twice, and so for me, I know where I'm going through the stages of grief. I know how to handle it to an extent because I've dealt with loss my entire life. So I know how to deal with it a little bit better. But when it comes to the truth, when it comes to your world view, people don't want to give it up. They don't want to say, you know what? You know, Austin, I see what you're saying with marriage not really benefiting me as a man. But, you know, if only I do X, Y, or Z, I can make it work. Or if only I find the right woman, I can make it work. People will give me these excuses in real life. Oh, yeah. They'll give it to me on the internet. We give them probably to you and in your life as well. And my friends, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, just listen to me and everything will work out. Hey, it's been working out for me thus far, let me tell you. But number two, I don't expect people to want to walk off the plantation that's been built for them by the politicians and by the billionaire class. They want to sit there and they want to soak in the lies. They want to soak in the propaganda that's pushed on them. And you might ask yourself, why? Why is it that guys like me on the side of the internet, we say that guys finish last? We say that you shouldn't invest in women? We say that you shouldn't be in long-term relationships? You want to know why we say these things? We don't say them because they're easy. We don't say them because they make us feel good. We say it because it must be done if you want to walk off the plantation. You know, in days gone by, there was actual slavery in this country, in America. There was. Now, there isn't that defining line between who is a slave and who is a free man. There used to be a very clear distinction on who was a slave and who was a free man. Now, I am not here to tell you that slavery should come back, because it already is here. Oh yeah, you're not walking around in chains, you're walking around with debt. They don't have physical chains on you, and you're not calling people massa. You have debt over your heads, and you're calling people boss. Oh, I'm sorry, did I offend you with that direct comparison? I don't give a damn. Because unless you could sit there and call me a liar, you missed the point. The point of the matter is, it's easy to see things when people put it in proper perspective. You might find this style of speech abrasive. You might find it offensive. You might say, Austin, I cannot stand how you say things because it triggers me. Good. Good, because guess what? That's how I woke up. You think I woke up by people sitting me down and saying, now, Austin, I'm going to sit here and I want to tell you about the different unfortunate realities of the world. And I'm going to say it in a nice, calm, soothing voice that's very likely to put you to sleep. Of course they didn't. Because a lot of people are not, when they're not put up on game. What they do is they go through life with the faulty manual given to them by the corporate overlords. And then they try it time and time again. Until they realize, wait a minute, something's not working. And then they're told it's their fault. Oh, you're not doing it right. You're not hitting it right. You're not doing it the way it's supposed to be done. And they'll buy that initially because they can't accept the fact that they've been lied to. They can't accept the fact that they've been deceived. So instead, they'll say, hey, must be me. I'm the common denominator. It must be me. When they're only half right. It's their belief system. If that belief system changed, if it adapted, I think it was Patrick O'Neill. I think that's the guy who said that men are 5,000 years behind Peace Lee. Shout out to Coach Greg Adams. He said that men were 5,000 years behind Peace Lee. Let me tell you something. Men are behind the curve on when it comes to relationship dynamics. Not because we're inherently stupid. Well, because a lot of men, we want to believe in romance, that women love us for who we are and not what we provide. We want to believe these things because it makes us feel good and makes us feel valuable. Instead of saying, you know what, I could find myself a maid, I could find myself a cook, I could find myself a personal assistant, I could find myself a sugar baby, I can get all of these things with money to save me time, they'll say no. I'll get a wife and I'll try to convince her to do all these things, pay her more money to do less, and have to nag her, have to convince her, bribe her, give her an allowance, all these things while paying her car, paying her insurance, paying for her half of the mortgage, doing all these things. Why? Usually in the name of because it's the quote-unquote right thing to do. Tell me I'm lying. Hey, gentlemen, if you think I'm lying, or I'm out of pocket, or I'm out of line, go in the comments. Tell me I'm out of line. Tell me that I'm out here lying to you. Because the unsubscribe button, the block button, the report button, it's right there. You think I'm lying to you? You can go ahead. See, this is the problem. Too many men, they just don't like the style and how it's said. And then they choose to ignore it instead of saying, you know what? He has validity in what he's saying. His points make sense. I just might have said it differently, but what he is saying holds weight. What he's saying is true. What he's saying rings with me. It's sticking around in my head, and I can't get it out. I don't want to believe it. I don't want to think it's true, but it is. And my friends, you see right there, that is the sign of personal growth, because you're understanding that it just because I don't like something or do like something should have nothing to do with whether you believe it or don't believe it. Now, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I am not also someone actively attempting to overcome this reality. But what I will tell you is there are levels to this. There are different grades to this. Because once you start to accept the unfortunate realities of the world you live in, you will start to view the world differently. You will see and operate your life in a different way that is unrecognizable to the average normie who goes around like an NPC. Not an AI. AI is too smart for doing that. I'm talking an NPC like you'd find in a video game like Elden Ring, Skyrim, Batman, you name it. That's the kind of stuff we're talking about. These people who they don't think for themselves. They don't want to have a brain because they're going to have somebody broadcasting their views, and they don't want to think for themselves because that requires work. That requires saying, wait a minute, I could actually be wrong here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to deal with conflict. Conflict? Oh, hell no. Guys, this is why I say nice guys finish last. This is why I say that husbands are getting hustled out here. And the reason is because you are not being told there are alternatives. In your father and grandfather's generation, this was commonplace for you to be married, whether you were a stepdad, a biological father. You were expected to be a father, to have a wife. You were expected to do these things. Today, you don't have to. You are free. But people want to go back to those old days. They want to bring the old days back, not having any knowledge of history as to what that entails, what they have to sacrifice, and what comes along in the fine print. They want women to be traditional, not realizing that it's not as glorified, it's not as good as they think it is, number one. And number two, it means that they have to be traditional as well. You'd be shocked by the level of bullshit I hear on the internet with people saying, oh yeah, you gotta get yourself a ride or die, one in a billion chick, but then you can go cheat on her and have other hoes on the side. And I'm like, what year is this? What kind of advice is this? This is the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my life. So after that, you find the so-called magical unicorn that doesn't even exist, but we'll say hypothetically you find it. And then you're supposed to then cheat on her with other chicks? No. No, man, that's not traditional. That's not how that works. Look, the reason I'm saying that husbands are being hustled is because I wish that marriage was different. I frankly do. But guess what? It's not. It's not. Does that mean it's impossible to have a good marriage? No, it's not impossible. But it's not going to be free. That's for damn sure. And number two, it's going to require everything, and you're paying more to get less. Now, if you're already married, make that work, because you're already stuck in a... stuck sounds bad. You're in a relationship. Make it work as much as you can. But if you are not married and you're listening to the show, you do not have to get married. The days of that are long gone. Like I said, you can get a maid, you can get a cook, you can get a personal assistant, you can get a sugar baby, you can do all these things, and they will gladly go over and help you instead of having to deal with attitude, deal with BS, deal with her looking, you know, not putting as much effort as she might go into girls' nights out. You don't have to deal with that shit. You don't have to. But people will still volunteer for it because that's what the normies are doing, and they want to fit in. Fitting in is stupid. You want to be like you want to be like Mr. Average Eddie, but then make boo-goo bucks? You want to be like Warren Buffett? Yeah, sorry, man. No, that ain't gonna happen. That's not how it works. You have to make sacrifices to get where you want to go. You don't just show up at the finish line. You gotta run the race, and you gotta be willing to make sacrifices. Hopefully this is coming through okay, by the way, because I'm on the road. I have no idea how this sounds as I'm talking. But my friends, this is a subject matter that a lot of men who have been divorced, they'll tell you, but the men who are actively in a marriage, whether it's succeeding or failing, they won't tell you how hard it is. They won't tell you how difficult it is, how much they've given, and how little they've gotten in return. They won't tell you that. Why? Because it doesn't go with the program. It doesn't fit with the narrative that people push about marriage, that it's all good and you get this happily ever after, more or less, like you see at the end of every Disney movie. And the answer is no, you don't. But it's still sold that way because people want you to believe in the fantasy and they want to keep this imaginary image of marriage working, and it doesn't work. Not for a lot of people. The divorce rate has never been higher. And a lot of people are unhappy with the system. And a lot of the men, they don't say a damn thing because they don't want to be ostracized. They don't want to lose their job. They don't want people to think less of them. So they won't say it. So I'll say it for them. And a lot of other guys on the side of the internet will tell you the same thing. Not because we're bitter or hurt, but because we are not blind. We see it for what it is, a fraud. My friends, let me know how you've been hustling your marriage. Or maybe you want to flip the script and tell me how it's worked for you and what sacrifices you've made to make it work. I'm open for that conversation. But don't sit up here and tell me that it's all rainbows and unicorns and pots of gold at the end of it. Don't tell me that. Because we all know that's rubbish. You gotta be out here and put in a lot of work, a lot of compromise, and even then you're not guaranteed a return. We need to tell accurate stories here, not just ones that fit with my narrative, the narrative, or anyone else's. We need to have a dialogue on this from multiple different viewpoints. My friends, let me know how marriage has impacted you, whether it was your marriage, your parents' marriage, your grandparents' marriage, your friend's marriage, let me know. I'd love to hear about it, and you might save a guy's life who was thinking about getting married, and he decides, you know what? It's not as good a deal as I was told it was. I'm going to reevaluate my options. That could save his life, and you could be a part of that. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm getting close to my job site, so I got to roll. But I want to start doing this more frequently every day like I used to, because this is important to me, and I know it's important to some of you as well. You really love the show. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.